This is your SDPB Daily News Podcast. I'm Susie Hansen. Today is Tuesday, August 25th. South Dakota is due to receive $90 million from the Rural Health Transformation Fund, but some are concerned this money won't go where it's needed most. One group has scheduled town hall events to help residents be a part of that conversation. CJ Keene reports.
United Today, Stronger Tomorrow is the group organizing the town halls out of concern that, in the group's writing, money will go to large tech companies rather than the people who need it most. Jace Woodward is a volunteer with the group. While he says there's good intentions with some of this money, the target hasn't exactly been hit either.
There are some good goals in this money, recruit more healthcare workers, but at the end of the day, none of this money helps get anyone new in the door that's already avoiding going to the doctor due to cost.
According to Phyllis Ahrens, a board member of a mental health organization, that manifests in her field too.
South Dakota's getting this huge influx of money to help support the business aspect of hospitals, clinics, et cetera, that are losing money because of the cuts to Medicaid. But this influx of money is not going to help even one person see their psychiatrist, see their therapist, purchase medications.
Medicaid funding was cut in the same bill that created the Rural Health Transformation, President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. For Ahrens, Medicaid overhead could have been lowered in much more productive methods.
If you don't want, working people getting Medicaid insurance, then mandate that businesses pay a living wage and offer affordable insurance. Medicaid is totally based on income.
For residents in the Sioux Falls area, there's an event tonight at the Oakview Library beginning at 6 o'clock. For the rest of the state, a digital option is scheduled for Thursday. A link to more information can be found online at sdpb.org/news. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Fort Pierre and the Yankton-Vermilion-Missouri River Water Trail are selected for a state tourism program designed to put tourists in rural South Dakota. The two projects were chosen out of 11 applicants. The Destination Development Program is in its second year. It puts communities in collaboration with Travel South Dakota and George Washington University's International Institute of Tourism Studies. The resources work to help communities create welcoming environments, develop authentic visitor experiences, and pursue sustainable tourism growth. Travel South Dakota says the two projects will build on existing assets that benefit both tourists and the lives of residents. The average cost for a gallon of gas in South Dakota surpasses the $4 mark. That's according to the latest report from Gas Buddy. The state's average rose almost 4 cents to $4.03 per gallon. That's more than a dollar higher than this time last year. Meanwhile, the national average for diesel rose 16 cents to $5.58 per gallon. State lawmakers are hopeful they can use a mix of timely federal support and a current state task force to tackle rural EMS challenges together. Jackson Dirks reports.
State legislators say the state's in a unique situation right now to set up the future of pre-hospital care. South Dakota received $189 million from the federal government in the 26th fiscal year for a program aimed to transform rural health care. One component of the state's application is to create regional EMS hubs. The hope is to reduce response times and tackle workforce challenges. However, that funding isn't available beyond the five-year federal funding period. The hope for long-term funding falls on the backs of a legislative task force taking on the topic. The task force has heard some talk of volunteer EMS providers finding successes. However, Rapid City Pennington County Emergency Manager Dustin Willett says it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
If we're talking about sustaining EMS service, I'd be careful doing that on the back of volunteers.
One area lawmakers have discussed as a solution is designating EMS an essential service. Doing so creates a fiscal challenge, as Task Force Chair Tim Reed says, because an essential service comes with a price tag.
What's the proper local effort? And I think that even varies by areas on how the government should be in, because some areas have more revenue than other areas.
Others agreed, including Appropriator Senator Ernie Otten.
If we try to do this per county, we do not have the money. It would bankrupt the state.
Otten says that's a reason the state needs to create regionalization hubs. He's emphasized the committee needs to find solutions, and he has a few ideas of his own.
Hotels, motels, bedding and baths, people that come in to use the campgrounds, that there'd be some sort of an EMS charge on there to raise funds for what we're trying to do. And then, but there's something called vaping that we don't tax at all.
The task force is planning to look over legislative proposals on the topic next meeting. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
A groundbreaking is taking place today for a new fire station in Brookings. The new facility will replace the 66-year-old main fire station downtown. Officials say the city council unanimously approved funding the project earlier this summer. They say the old station is outdated and no longer meets operational or safety needs. The two-story, 13,000-square-foot facility will have 5 bays. The building bid came in just under $4 million, though officials say the total project cost is expected to be around $5.5 million. The Aberdeen Public School Foundation is awarding grants to several first-time teachers in the district. The $200 grants went to 16 teachers, ranging from elementary to high school. The goal is to help new teachers pay for classroom supplies. Several other district foundations across the state, including Sioux Falls, awarded similar grants to first-time teachers. Thanks for listening to today's stories. Follow SDPB News on X, Facebook, and Instagram.